ladies and gentlemen. This is the Truckers Podcast, FYI. I'm your host, Doug from Ontario, Canada. It is 9:20 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here in Southern Ontario. It is Saturday, the 9th of March. It is the weekend, and it's the start of the March break for colleges, universities, public schools, council schools. And it is daylight savings time weekend. So don't forget to put your clocks ahead 1 hour. Unless you're electronics do that automatically for you. What else? Rainy. A really rainy day today here in Southern Ontario. And we're going to get a lot of it. It's been a relatively modest to mild winter here in Southern Ontario. The Eastern Seaboard, St. John's, having a major snowstorm this weekend. They could be seeing up to 90 centimeters of snow. And despite the rain here in Southern Ontario, I think I'll take the rain over any amount of snow and cold. Because spring is not far. Spring is not far at all. 10 days. 10 to 11 days. And we'll go into spring. But we've had some nice weather throughout the week, double digits, in the high teens and the low 20s. Give you a taste of spring, a little tease of spring. The government of Canada. I've mentioned this before too, 2019, the government of Canada changed the health food guide, eliminating dairy, eating whole food, better eating. Healthy living can prevent disease. Because your health is on you. Canada, the government of Canada, suggesting and, reducing your risk of the big four: cancer, diabetes, cardiovascular disease, and stroke. Well, lung cancer are the leading causes of preventable death and disability in Canada. And you can dramatically reduce your risk of these four chronic diseases, long-term or ongoing illness, by changing the way you live. Changing the way we eat. Now, These diseases share a common condition or a risk factor that relate to our everyday choices and our personal health habits. Unhealthy diet can lead to obesity, which is a risk factor for certain cancers, heart disease, stroke, and diabetes. And smoking is a major cause of chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, also known as COPD, and lung cancer, and puts you at the high risk for heart disease. Cancers and cardiovascular disease, diabetes, and lung disease. Majority of Canadians have at least one risk factor for chronic disease that's within their power to change. And their health experts out there in Canada also recognize that your ability to change your personal health habits is closely tied to where you live and work, your social supports, income, education, culture, and other factors. Where you live and work and your social supports. I mean, generally, people who don't smoke are going to hang around, or don't smoke are going to hang around with non-smokers. People who smoke are going to hang around with smokers. People who drink are going to hang around people who drink. Generally, you know, yes, people who don't drink will hang around with people who do because they're their friends, but whatever the case may be, they may not. They want us to be more physically active. Well, if you're overweight and you're obese, or you don't have to be either, and you just don't exercise, because everybody's different. Everybody's taller, everybody's smaller, everybody's got different bone densities. You know, everybody's got we don't have the same habits, obviously. So being physically active, well, we could do more walking. That's probably the easiest exercise that you can do. But people who are overweight and obese, that is something that they have to talk to their doctor about. Because you're certainly not going to just start into an exercise regimen running a marathon if you're overweight or obese. That would just be a terrible idea. That's why you got to talk to your doctor. So we have to find an activity that you like to get moving. We need regular exercise. Getting up from the sofa, going to the fridge, and going back to the sofa is not exercise. But consult your doctor if you're thinking about an exercise regimen. Ask your healthcare provider about an appropriate exercise plan specifically for you. Doesn't have to be complicated. It may be as simple as adding some dancing, going up and down the stairs, doing some stretching throughout the day. Or try starting a walking group with other people in your neighborhood. That kind of gets people motivated. Talk to your neighbor, say, hey, you know what, let's just go for a walk, you know, an hour after supper, go around the block a few times. But just take it easy, take it slow. Sometimes when you're walking with somebody else, it just makes you want to get going. always, you know, it's always nice to have somebody to exercise with or do something with, right? So just simple, basic walking. Gives us some energy, decreases some stress, can make us a little stronger, prolongs independence as we age. It also helps prevent these chronic diseases, cancer, obesity, hypertension, heart disease, type 2 diabetes. At play, at work, at home, at school, you know, we're not going to lace them up and go full tilt playing hockey. You have to crawl before you walk. Do some basic exercises at work. You know, more and more people are staying home from the office because they don't want to go to the office. They want to work from home. Probably weren't doing any exercises. Basic exercises in the office anyways, and they're probably certainly not doing any exercises at home. Got the TV on in the background, watching soap operas, doing your work, sitting at your desk, eating all the unhealthy food you possibly could put in your face. I mean, we have physical activities at schools, obviously. Not just recess for the kids to go outside and play. Going to gym classes. Schools do this all the time. If you work or live near the downtown, and if you're in walking distance, why would you drive the car? That wouldn't be a good idea. Tips to get active. Some of the ways to get active. Recreation and sports. Well, you know, this is like I say, in anything, in any regiment. Plan consistent exercise sessions, active forms of transportation like walking or biking. This is the easy way to get started. Walking. If you can ride a bike, great. For children ages 5 to 11 and youth ages 12 to 17, physical activity is essential for healthy growth and progress. Strength, heart health, bone density. For adults 18 to 64, physical activity can reduce the risk factor of 25 chronic conditions, including stroke, colon cancer, osteoporosis, hypertension, breast cancer, type 2 diabetes, coronary heart disease. And for our older adults, age 65 and older, weight-bearing physical activities reduces the rate of bone loss that goes with osteoporosis. Balance, strength, flexibility, coordination. Yeah, even in nursing homes. They do exercises with people who stay there. Just to get the body moving a little bit. So with balance, strength, flexibility, coordination, it helps reduce the risk of falls. And in short, physical activity helps prolong good health and independence. So what is active transportation? Walking. If you can ride a bike, that's great. For the younger generation, kids, skateboarding. Don't recommend this for people who are overweight and obese, or don't have to be that neither, just not physically active. Inline skating or rollerblading, I wouldn't recommend that right away. Jogging and running, I wouldn't recommend that right away. That's something you have to ease into. Snowshoeing and cross-country skiing, well, that's something you have to work up to. But when you start getting into things, you know, like I say, everyone's different. Talk to your doctor about an exercise regimen that fits you. So the active transportation benefits our health, our society, the environment, the economy. It gives us an opportunity to be physically active on a regular basis. It's accessible to Canadians, increases social exchanges, reduces road congestion, contributes to reducing greenhouse gas emissions, saves money, gas, and parking. This is the greatest thing if you live close to downtown. You know, instead of getting off the bus at the front door of your house, why don't you get off the bus maybe a block away, or maybe two blocks away, and walk two blocks. If you're able to do so. Yeah, we need to start building more housing, building more communities. And we need to have a mix of areas of different purposes, residential, commercial, education, and employment. Use the accessible to getting to work. Easy accessible to get into our educational institutions. I mean, the buses drive right into the college. Buses drive right into the universities. But if you're able and capable, why wouldn't you just get off the bus outside of the gates to the university or college and walk in? Exercise in general and general population, it's just not there. Getting outside and moving around is a good way to find if your community is designed to support an active lifestyle. We have bike paths all through the city that I reside in. And those bike paths are not just for bike paths, people can walk them. You don't have to walk a long distance, you can start short distance. Walking a kilometer, maybe walking 2 kilometers. Do you use your car for every trip that you make? go down to the corner store, drive around the corner to the grocery store? Could you walk or use a bike instead? Do you have a bicycle? Maybe you have to go knock the dust off it, take your bicycle in for a checkup, make sure it's safe to ride. Cycle when the weather permits. You don't want to be cycling. You know, I've seen people, you know, still riding their bikes over the course of the winter. But, you know, here in Southern Ontario, we haven't had much of snow. Thank you for joining me this morning. We haven't had a lot of snow here in Southern Ontario. Yeah, it's been cold. It's cold, wet, damp. But I still see people riding their bikes. If you're in walking distance to a place, like your local grocery store, you're going to drive around the block to go to the grocery store. And then you have nothing else planned and you drive around the block back to the house. I mean, generally people are not doing one thing, you know, we're generally not doing one thing. We're going to the grocery store. We're just running errands in general. And you're going a distance away from the house. Fine, you're going to be driving your vehicle. But why would you, if you have one thing to do, generally we don't have one thing to do, but if you have one thing to do and it's close by, why would you drive? So we're trying to get, you know, trying to get people motivated, trying to get people just to do simple exercise. Walking is the simplest exercise that we can do. Riding a bicycle. If you can ride a bicycle, that's great. If you can't ride a bicycle, learn how to ride a bicycle. If you live close to parks, which we have parks all over the city, you know, and they're in proximity of where you can have the family walk over to the park, ride your bicycle over to the park. You don't need to strap the bicycles onto the car and onto the bike racks on your car and drive around the corner and up the street to the park and then unload the bicycles. Unless there's a specific place that you really enjoy riding and it's you know, the other side of the city. But we have all kinds of walkways and bicycle paths that are, you know, leads into parks, and, you know, you don't have to load the bikes onto the cars and drive over there. And then, of course, our neighborhoods. You know, are they pedestrian friendly? Most generally, they are. And like I said, could you walk to most of your small errands? Small errands. How far is the nearest school for your child? I walked to school every single day. And that would be approximately, oh, let me think about it for a second. 3 to 4 blocks away. It would take me 15 to 20 minutes to walk to school. Come home for lunch, go back to school. How far will the distance be for those places you regularly need to reach? I mean, how often do we need to get behind the wheel of the car? Eating healthy foods. You know, Canada back in 2019 changed their food health guide. Whole foods, plant-based. Eliminating dairy out of the food health guide completely. There it was gone. Following a healthy, balanced diet can help you maintain a healthy weight, lower your cholesterol, reduce your risk for disease, choose high fiber, low fat foods. 5 to 10 servings of fruit and vegetables every single day. Not skipping a day, every single day. Balance your daily meals with foods from the 4 food groups as described in the Canadian Food Guide Healthy Eating. Plenty of fruits and vegetables. Half your plate should be fruit and vegetables. Make water your choice of drink. Choose whole grain foods. Eat protein foods. You have to have chicken and pork and veal and steak every single day of the week. Eat more beans. Substitute the meat for tofu. Whole food, plant-based is basically the Canada's food health guide. Try to achieve a healthy weight. Talk to your doctor about how you can do it. Being overweight or obese, it increases your risk for diabetes, heart disease, other cancers. You don't have to be overweight and obese. To have heart disease or diabetes. It certainly doesn't help. The risk of a heart attack is 3 times higher in women who are overweight than those who have a healthy weight. Talk to your healthcare provider to determine your personal healthy weight and workout plan for achieving or maintaining it. We really shouldn't be starting any exercise regimen. I mean, you're not going to get up one day and say, oh, I'm going to run a marathon today. I've never done it before. Never ran anyway. never did any jogging, chances are it's probably not a good idea. Whether you're a healthy weight, or, and especially if you're overweight or obese, that wouldn't be a good plan. So we're not going to start huge. Control your blood pressure. Well, that's, you know, keeping your blood pressure in check can help prevent damage to the walls of your arteries, like tears and the bulges, and possibly slowing hardening of your arteries that they're talking about. Have your blood pressure checked regularly by your healthcare provider. They say limit your take of alcohol. Drinking too much alcohol can put you at risk for many kinds of cancers. Too much alcohol, unhealthy. Moderate drinking means an average of one drink for women or two drinks for men per day. I have a better solution, in my opinion. Zero alcohol. None. Do you have to go out and have that social drink? Can you have a social drink with somebody and not have any alcohol? Sure you can. Last time I drank any alcohol was New Year's Eve. This is March. This is the middle of March. Zero alcohol beverages. Reduce your stress. Well, everybody's got stress. We all have stressors in our lives. Some people's stress are way off the charts. Take the time to relax. Boy, easier said than done for a lot of people out there, especially the way the cost of living and everything is out there right now. I mean, I just can't talk about just your ordinary average Canadian who is sheltered and working, doesn't have any other issues, don't have an addiction, don't have mental issues, but we have stress. But then what about the people who have other issues, mental health issues, addiction issues, homelessness issues, relationship issues? All kinds of things get thrown at us. Life throws a curveball at us every single day. So take the time to relax. If you can, try. It raises your blood pressure. It leads to heart attack and strokes. Stress can also trigger mental health problems like depression. See your healthcare provider for trying to managing stress. Be screened or tested regularly. Report of new signs and symptoms by your healthcare provider. It's also important to know your body and have regular checkups to ensure your blood pressure, cholesterol, blood sugar levels. In many cases, the earlier problem is detected, the easier it is to treat. We go to the dentist twice a year. Follow the regimen of your doctor. Maybe your doctor needs to see you twice a year. Maybe needs to see you once every 3 months. Maybe he needs to see you once a month. There's something like 6 million Canadians don't have a family doctor. Other risk factors for disease. There are some risk factors you can control, and there are some that you can't. And the ones that you can't include your family medical history, your ethnic background, your age, and your gender. Even if you can't control some risk factors by choosing a healthy lifestyle, you'll be able to delay the onset of disease and reduce your risk of the big four early in life. Change the ones you can, get help for the ones you can't. Or maybe you need to get help for the ones you can and the ones you can't at the same time. Making changes take time and it takes effort. Doctor can't lead you around by your hand every single day. Doctors are going to give you tools to use. You have to use them. It's not easy to make any major lifestyle changes. We don't have to do it, boom, suddenly. Lifestyle changes take time, and changing the way you eat takes time. I know because I did it. All that stuff that we love to eat, all that unhealthy food from the fast food restaurants, even eating out healthy in your favorite restaurant. It doesn't have to be McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's, your neighborhood restaurant you go to. You go to the grocery store and you fill up half your cart with junk food, chips, cookies, pastries, chocolate, you name it. You go to your donut store, buying your donuts. I don't eat any of that stuff anymore, and I haven't for over 2 years. I'm not a big guy. I'm 5'5". A little over 2 years ago, I weighed 150 pounds. I had a spare tire around my waist. Binge drinking on the weekends. Eating all the unhealthy foods. Stopped eating all that stuff. I went from 150 pounds down to 127 pounds. Didn't happen overnight. I don't crave it. I don't want it. Right? So we need new habits. We have to eat better, or at least try to. Make little changes if you possibly can. No one's telling you to go vegan. You know, do you have to have red meat every single day? Do you have to have chicken every day? Do you have to have pork every day? Do you have to have veal every single day? There's other healthier foods, other healthier alternatives with all the protein, iron, and zinc, and magnesium, and vitamin E and vitamin K, vitamin D, all your nutrients that you need and vitamins that you need. There's other alternatives than animal products. Do you really need to eat them every single day? You know, can you make one change? Okay, so we like sports. Or maybe your favorite hockey game is on. Well, hockey's still being played, by the way, here in North America. Maybe you're into NASCAR. Baseball is starting, by the way. Spring training in baseball. There's huge baseball fans. Maybe you can't make it to the game. You're going to stay at home. You're going to invite your friends over. What are you going to do? Well, we got to have snacks. What kind of snacks are you going to have? Well, you're probably going to have a whole mixture of chips. Alcohol. Baked goods. Pizza. Maybe McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's. Who knows? If you can make one change. Maybe it's just your family. Maybe it's the wife and kids. Instead of pulling out the salted popcorn and the chips. Cut up a whole array of vegetables. Get some, I don't know, a low calorie, low saturated vegetable dip, hummus, you know, comes in mind, you know, for a dip. Try that for a snack. It's too easy to reach for the bag of chips and cookies. Because they're there because you bought them. They're in the house. Slowly try to stop, start eliminating. Don't come home with something. I know the kids are going to get upset. Where's the chips? Where's the cookies? Oh, didn't buy them this time. They weren't on sale. Oh. Children, they don't understand the cost of food. You tell them it's not on sale, didn't buy it. They're not going to say, let's go back and prove it to me. They're just going to say, okay, wasn't on sale, we didn't get it this time. If you get, look, you get still, say, okay, you know what? Okay, when's pizza night? Fridays, generally, because everybody, all the hustle and bustle throughout the entire week. Friday's pizza night? Every Friday? Well, maybe make it twice a month. And then make it once a month. You have to start making changes. North American diet is just terrible. overweight, obesity, and chronic diseases. Is a huge distributor to chronic diseases. Having these chronic diseases preventable. Slowly start reducing things that are not healthy for us. Talk to your doctor. That fits you. Everybody's different. Everybody's lifestyle is different. Talk to your doctor. But that's the show for today, ladies and gentlemen. And again, of course, this weekend here is Daylight Savings Time weekends. Clocks go forward 1 hour. And this is also the March break here in Ontario, Canada, for colleges, universities, high schools, public schools, Catholic schools, Catholic high schools. They'll be out of school for a week. So take care, be safe, try to make some small changes that are health beneficial. And also don't forget to consult your doctor. Until tomorrow morning, and yes, I will do a show tomorrow morning. It's going to be a little bit earlier. It's going to be 8:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I'll continue the discussion about just trying to be healthy and active, changing our ways. How can we prevent things? Until then, take care, be safe. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. I'm your host, Doug, from Ontario, Canada. Thank you for listening.